Good morning. 8 o'clock, eight straight up on Wednesday, December the 10th, here in mostly sunny Greeley. Actually, it's almost completely clear. There's some clouds on the horizon, some back over the mountains, there's some off to the east. But it's almost completely clear here overhead. There may be some high thin clouds that I can't see, but it's gorgeous. It's cold. It says 14 at the airport. It's 26 at the house, so probably 22, 23 degrees. I'm cold. So, I stayed up late last night and managed to get through a third of Captain's Share. So I'm down to two-thirds down, 120 pages to go. I should have the markup for this book done today. That's my goal. Let's get it done today. Kid didn't go to school again today. She's in attendance trouble with the school. She's got enough absences now that they won't excuse anymore without a doctor's note. And she has a fever of 100 degrees. So I'm not quite sure how we work this. Send her to school, send her to the nurse, and have the nurse take her temperature. So the nurse can then send her home, and then I can bring her home and have her be actually excused. I don't know how that works. But I do know if I send her to school with a temperature and she goes to the nurse's office and says, I have a temperature, and the nurse takes the temperature and measures it, and sure enough she has a temperature, then I have to come and get her because she's not allowed to be in school. So it's kind of a pain in the butt. And I have to give her props. This year she missed a couple of days early in the semester. But she hasn't really missed that much school. That wasn't, as far as I can tell, that wasn't legit. Basically, if she has a temperature, the thermometer has to show it. If she doesn't have a temperature, then unless there's some other drastic symptomology, she has to go to school, and she's done that. So, yeah, it's one of those, I don't know what we do. The part of it is that her emotional state has a significant effect on her physical conditioning. And her emotional state is not really great right now. We finally got her a new appointment with the therapist, but it's not until January, because the therapist is out for 2 weeks over the holidays, then she's booked solid between now and then. And then her psychiatrist canceled last week's appointment. And the next one is Christmas Eve. So we have to go on Christmas Eve. Oh, I forgot to turn my ingress back on. Get credit for the walking. Oh yeah, sun feels good. I just walked through a little sunny patch. And yeah, the sun's going to make a big difference when I get around to the long eastern reach, the 0.4 mile due east. I'll have sun in my face, but also warming me up, so that's a good thing. And the EVE Online world, I've got a good start on making my freighter, my fin rear. One of the reasons I've got such a good start is that I'm marking up my book, and the miner goes out and mines while I mark, change rocks and mine and mark some more. And so I spent almost a very large part of yesterday mining and marking. So it's working out. It's doing what I needed to do, which is providing sufficient distraction without taking me away from the task altogether. I only put out one miner at a time, which is kind of slow, but it's also much faster than I could do if I wasn't mining. So yeah, it works out good. Pull this big hood back. Chickadee, good morning, chickadee. The noise. The cord is tugging on the microphone, and that's never good because that's potential for putting pressure on the switch that turns it off. So yeah, I'm walking and talking, hugging and chalking. Not so much talking, I guess. I sort of run out of stuff to say. I'm really pleased with the way the book has come together. I'm looking at this book thinking, okay, this isn't bad. There's a lot in it that I forgot. And of course, I've just gone through it recently to publish it for the first time, so it's relatively clean. I still have a lot of kind of flaky dialogue tags. But for the most part, I'm just letting them go. I could change them all. That would add hours, I suspect. So I'll just let them go. And so it will be faster. And they're not horrible tags. They're not wickedly bad. There's a lot of adverbs. There's a lot of ly adverbs that, I wouldn't write them that way now, but I also have to be somewhat cognizant of, okay, compare this to quarter share, and the story is much tighter. It has much better craft to it. It still doesn't have as much as I'd like, but Uh-oh. All right, well, take two. I got a phone call from the school because she's missed so much work. She's missed so much school. I got a call from the nurse, and they wanted to know what the hell was going on and what was going on and what was happening. So I talked to them about it and explained the situation. They're supportive. It's, you know, it's all they can do. It's like, you know, school rule is she can't miss more than 80 days or more than 80 classes. And she also can't go to school if she has a fever. So she's had a fever pretty much every single day. I let her have a mental health day early in this semester when she had no missed days for the first 6 weeks. But now she's missed 9 more since that. And she tends to miss them in streaks, so she won't miss one and then go back to school. She'll miss 2, sometimes 3. And it's a problem. It's a problem for her grades. It's a problem for her school. It's a problem for the teachers. So, yeah. Anyway, they called, and so that interrupted the recording. I'll have to splice these together. I have no idea what I was talking about. It's nice and warm. The sun is up high enough. It's above the rooftops of the houses here in the neighborhood. And it's when I get a good strong dose of sun, it's like, ah, feels good. Hiking along. Yeah, let's talk about Captain Scheer. I'm pleased with the book. It'll have to go the way it is. It marks where I've been. The new books, I hope, will be better. Oh, I know the new books will be better. Better than Captain Scheer, anyway. Because I think the Tanith Fairport books actually are much more structurally sound than the Scheer books are. Although, I have to say that the story itself is really hanging together. I see the places where the later things happen get seeded. I see the early seeds of stuff that's coming that I really didn't realize was coming as I was writing it. So that's kind of cool. It's like, oh, I wrote this way back here. Holy cow. There's the sun. Here comes the sun. Doo doo doo. So yeah, progress. School. We got a extra bill, an outstanding balance from the kid from withdrawing from school. Kind of a pain. But at least I don't have to write an $8,000 check this semester to put her back in school in the fall, in the spring. And we don't have to go pick her up or take her back at this point. She thinks she might go back next fall. Personally, I have my doubts. We'll see. One day at a time. This is my circus, these are my monkeys, but those aren't necessarily my problems. Yeah, it's kind of nice out. Now that I'm walking in the sunshine. Walking in sunshine. It's, wow, it's beautiful. There's some, a fairly good amount of very high thin clouds, particularly off to the east and the northeast. There's some coming in over the mountains from the west as well. So right overhead, I suspect there are some, but I'm not seeing them because they're not illuminated properly. A balloon. That's interesting. A balloon laying on the ground, inflated. Red balloon. Go figure. I keep resetting this. My phone keeps timing out because it goes into inactive mode. So I've lost most of the kilometers for today, and that's all right. More tomorrow, with any luck. Today's Wednesday. It means I have to stop before I go into the house and pick up the milk. Not that I have to worry about the milk spoiling. It's freezing out here. It's a lot colder out here than it is in my refrigerator. But yes, a lovely walk if somewhat broken up. And here I am at the back gate. And it's time for me to say tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.